For KUT News, I'm David Brown with the Texas Standard. You know when a doctor tells you what meds you need to take and what to do once you get home and the folks you need to follow up with and that sort of thing, and then you forget or fumble the follow-up? Well, as the kids say, now there's an app for that. And it could be a lifesaver, especially for people with chronic conditions. It's being developed here in Texas. Joining us here in the studio, Jason Bornhurst, who is CEO of Filament Labs, and Colin Anawati is the Chief Production Officer. Did I say your last name right, Colin?
You sure did.
Fantastic.
Congratulations.
And congratulations to you guys. You've landed a $1 million seed fund to help launch something called Patient.io. What is that? This is an app, right?
It's an app, but more importantly, it's a platform. So the patient side is an app in their pocket, but on the doctor side, it's actually a really extensive website that they use to manage all the patients who have the app. And then itself is a platform. What that really means is we can talk really well with other pieces of software.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what works great in healthcare is not just standalone apps, but actually things that can permeate and connect with the rest of the environment. And that's something we've really built for.
Are we talking about people who just visit their family physician once a year or something? Or are we talking about people with chronic conditions?
So ultimately, we're talking about everyone. So, you know, the common case is, say, physical therapy. Most folks have been through that. Most folks have left with a big stapled packet of exercises,
yeah.
and most of that gets left in their glove box. Now, that's inconvenient, but if you look at folks who have chronic conditions, they're seeing not one doctor, but 10, maybe even 20, and they're managing all this paper on their own. And oftentimes, there's overlaps, are things that interact. So the use case there is we are a platform that now gives them a single app that tells them what they need to do on a day-to-day basis with reminders, and that's it.
$1 million sounds like a lot of money. I suppose congratulations are really in order here because this has been in development for some time. What did you have to do to convince the people to invest in you?
Great question. You want to take that?
Go for it.
So, you know, what people, I think a lot of people see in the press that companies raise what can be outrageous sums of money, and they view that as an overnight process. But the reality is Filament Labs is about a year and a half old.
Wow.
And that entire time, you know, both Colin and I and now a larger team of engineers have been talking to what has now been hundreds of customers, building tons of product, you know, really seeing what fits.
And eating a lot of ramen noodles.
Eating a lot of ramen noodles. That's right. In fact, Filament Labs started in the second bedroom of Colin's apartment just about a year ago. And, you know, the first year was really rough. It wasn't actually clear that we would have a business. But what has happened over the last 8 months is we found a lot of resonation in the healthcare space. We believe there's a big opportunity ahead of us, and we found a great set of investors who believe that too.
So timeline here. How long will it be before you imagine patients in all over Texas having one of these apps on their phone?
Great question. So I think the timeline's probably a lot longer than most technology startups. I think at minimum 3 to 5 years, probably more like 10. A lot is changing in healthcare right now, but it is moving slower than other industries, and for good reason. You know, healthcare is a very complex space. What most people don't realize is there's actually a lot that works in healthcare and works really, really well. And it's up to entrepreneurs like us to figure out what that is and then expertly apply technology where it makes sense.
Jason Bornhurst is CEO of Filament Labs. Colin Anawati is the Chief Production Officer. Gentlemen, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.